Hello and welcome to the UK Gamers Podcast. Well, lots of really cool stuff's happened with obviously Gen Con coming and going and Essen up and coming. And of course, Kickstarter's been going absolutely nuts. Now, what I saw that was quite interesting is a Game of Thrones is an LCG from FFG that's fairly highly regarded. But they seem to be releasing a new edition, which is like the HBO edition. I guess it's based off the TV series. Now, I don't have a problem with that. I think that's a great idea. The problem with it, it would seem, is that it's going to be like a standalone game and not link into the existing LCG, which seems a little bit odd. I don't know why they've done that. I mean, they could almost just reprint the LCG, but with TV character artwork. I don't know, maybe it's to do with the licensing deal they've got with HBO or something. But it does seem a little bit odd, and there has been some grumbling about that. It'd be interesting to see exactly how the game does or doesn't work and how it does. Talking about games that may or may not work, Android Netrunner, the re-theming of the original Netrunner game, very highly regarded. For some reason, it didn't do as well as maybe it needed to survive back in the day. As far as I understand, it did very well. It just didn't do as well as Magic, and of course, executive board members decided to can the game a bit, which is odd because it is a fantastic game. Playing out of the box, it plays really well. You can see some good and bad points about it. There are a couple of decks I think aren't currently as good as they need to be. However, I can see in the future how they could become quite broken and nasty. So, yeah, great potential there. And I'm enjoying it a lot more than Lord of the Rings. Now, Lord of the Rings is great. You can play it solo. You can play four or possibly even more players, I guess, if you make up your own decks and have multiple boxes. But Android really is a one versus one game, you know, two player max. I could see there might be a way of making it multiplayer, but it's going to be pretty hard to make that work. So that is the only downside to it, but it's a great head-to-head game system, and with a slightly different mechanics depending on whether you're the runner or the corporate is great. Now the downside to it, of course, is it seems to pretty much sold out everywhere almost instantly, and all I can say is I'm really looking forward to some expansions, although my wallet isn't. Command & Colors Ancients, talking of expansions, I finally, yes, got my last box. I picked up Sparta. Now, the downside to Command & Colors, as far as I can tell right now, is you can get the original box quite easily. You can get Sparta quite easily, and I think the new Epic box is still kicking around. All the other expansions seem to be out of print and on the P500 scheme, and yet nothing's happening with it, which is quite disappointing. A friend of mine wants to pick up loads of boxes, and he can't because basically they're out of stock and out of print. So he's trawling around on eBay. So if anyone does have expansions they want to get rid of, you can contact me via Board Game Geek, and maybe you can sort out a deal with my friend for me. Wings of Glory, another great game that I really like. I'm glad to see that stuff's finally shipping. Now, in the USA, it seems you can get the planes fairly easily. Over here in the UK, I'm really struggling to find them right now. It's really irritating. I'm glad to see that my local game store managed to get the bombers back in, so I managed to snag myself a bomber and the new rules pack. And I haven't opened it yet. I picked it up because most of my stuff I've got is actually German or Italian or whatever, so I've had to rely on downloaded PDF, so it's nice to finally get a proper UK rulebook. But they have announced some new cool stuff coming up. The original planes are going to get reprinted, which is great. They're going to bring out some dueling packs, which as far as I can tell are going to be little miniature box sets, and they look really good and a great way to get hold of a couple of planes if you don't have them already. And really exciting for those of us who've already got loads of planes are the new series that are coming out. And some of those look quite good. So, yeah, more money for me to spend that I don't have. Magic the Gathering. Haven't played that for years. I think it's over 10 years since I last played it. I took part recently in a nice little free tournament. I enjoyed it. Not enough to get back into the game. However, of course, there is a great, I believe, booster draft coming up for the new set that's coming out. So for those of you still really into your Magic the Gathering, good times ahead. I have to say, I'm not sure I like some of the changes that's happened over the years. I do like the stuff from Unlimited and all that. Okay, yeah, maybe not the Power 9 abuse that you could get, but, you know, nice basic things like Counterspell and Fireball Bolt and Swords to Plowshare, all those really cool cards. I really do miss those, and they were great fun. Anyway, talking about Blast from the Past, Car Wars, a Kickstarter is definitely going to be in the works at some stage. It's just a question of when and what forms it's going to take. All that stuff needs to be sorted out. And I think Ogre is taking up a lot of time right now for Steve Jackson Games. So really looking forward to seeing what's going to go on with Car Wars. That does rather put me in a bind with my own game, Oil's End, which is sort of a similar sort of thing. And, of course, there's the rather excellent Outrider as well, which I've managed to buy finally because I'm trying to make sure I'm not stealing any ideas that he's already thought of, actually, because I want to do a game that uses miniatures rather than counters. So great news there. Be interested to see what Car Wars decides to do. Now, talking about Kickstarter, there's loads of cool Kickstarters. Obviously, the Reaper one ended. I wasn't able to get on board with that because I left it too late and then the server crashed. So I'm very keen to see what's going to happen with the Reaper management system thingy they're going to be doing. They have put out a press release saying that has been delayed a bit, but they'll get round to it eventually. Horror on the Orient Express, allegedly a great campaign. I think it's a campaign that is better by reputation than actual play, personally, but still like to get myself a copy of that, so going to have a look at the Kickstarter for there. Numerana, looking like it's doing well. And we finally have got the option of a leather limited edition version of the rulebook. So, you know, where's it going to end up? It seems to be really shooting along quite nicely there. 13th Age seems to be doing well. And they put out an announcement that if you've gone on the new Kickstarter, you'll actually be able to get yourself a free rulebook from the previous Kickstarter. So that's a great little incentive for you. The most exciting thing for me right now on Kickstarter is Dreadball. Now, obviously, when it was first announced, it was, oh, it's just a Blood Bowl in space. Well, no, it isn't, actually, and I didn't think it would be. It's similar from the point of view that it's a violent sports game and uses miniatures and a board. That's about where the similarity ends, as far as I can tell. For me, as soon as I heard descriptions of it and saw it, I thought, it's Speedball. And lots of people have been commenting on this, much to apparently Jake's bemusement. So if you want to find out more about it, obviously there's the Kickstarter page, Mantic's page, a very good interview on Meeples and Miniatures, an example rush on both the website as a PDF and also on YouTube. The demo game I played was very similar to the YouTube demo. The downside to that is it was limited actions, limited turns, and no ref and cards. However, it played pretty well even with just that. Now, it does involve dice, so if you're not into your dice games, you're probably not going to like it. But I think it's a great little game, and I can see it doing quite well. The Kickstarter deal looks pretty good. From the discussion at the demo, buying a team looks pretty good. The only concern for me is the box sets looking expensive. But then again, I think all board games are getting expensive now. I mean, I just played a board game the other day, which back in the 80s was like £6. Now, if you work on the basis that every 10 years things double, 6 becomes 12, 12 becomes 24, and then 24 becomes 48. So I guess in today's term, a 5-6 quid game from the 80s is, you know, a £40 to £50 game today. And that seems to be where the box set might be going in at. Be interested to see what price Mantic actually comes up with. I think at 50, it's going to be a hard sell. At 40, it's going to be an easier sell. And if they could do it at 30, it would fly off the shelves. The problem is, I don't think they can do it at 30. There's too much goodies going to be in the box for that to be a possibility. So if you want to get into it, it is looking like Kickstarter, or just buy a team and hope someone else has got all the board and stuff. Now, of course, if Mantic continue to make available for $25 the MDF board, in theory, you're going to be able to download the rules, hopefully for free, buy the MDF board, buy a team, or just use a hexagonal playmat, I guess, that you might have kicking around for other games. So I think it's a great-looking game, definitely one to keep your eye on, and I'm going to have to see if I can rustle up some money from somewhere to jump on board the Kickstarter there. A little bit of buzz locally, but of course some of the Blood Bowl players aren't necessarily so keen. So it'd be interesting to see. I mean, it is sort of in that Blood Bowl sphere of interest, but it might appeal to people like myself who are not quite so keen on Blood Bowl, but do like the idea of a violent sports game. Anyway, great times ahead. Really looking forward to Essen, so I will see you probably on the Board Game Geek chat feed. watching the Essen stuff. Couple of weeks, I think, before we get to Essen. I'll have to look up in my diary and remind myself, but I know it's pretty soon. Anyway, till the next time, happy gaming.